Thanks a lot. It's nice to be here in the United States of America. This is one of our first gigs in the United States. We normally play in New York. So we're going to do a song that you should know anyway. It's been recorded by Bill Monroe for all of the bluegrass fans, and for all of the old-time music fans, it's been done by the New Lost City Ramblers. It's a bit of a different version, though. It's a Broken Token ballad, and instead of being called the Pretty Little Miss Out in the Garden, it's called the Lady Fair. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This next song comes from a large body of songs, I guess sung over here quite a lot, and especially over in the British Isles. Sometimes they're called 17 Come Sunday, or 179 Last Week, or something like that, sort of age group stuff. And then the other variety are called As I Roved Out, which is the category to which this tune belongs, this song. And the general synopsis of the story goes that a young chap wakes up one morning and decides he's got ants in his pants. It's lovely sort of June, actually it's a May morning. Birds are singing, sun's out, trees are in bloom. So he decides to go out for a bit of a rove, so gets the car keys off the dressing table, and he gets in the car, starts it up, goes driving down the country lanes. Who should he meet but a beautiful, blonde, traditional looking woman by the side of the road, crying her eyes out. So he learnt the song, so he said, well, why are you crying your eyes out, me dear? And she says, well, you run over me feet for a start, didn't you? And the story kind of goes downhill from that point on. It's got a lovely chorus if you have, feel like having a bit of a singe. It goes with me, tur-i-ar, fod-a-riddle-ar, diary fod-a-little-ary-o. It's Gaelic for Ford motor cars or something like that.
See the USA and the Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Gonna ask our fiddle player, Tony DeMarco, to give us an air now. An air is, for those of you who don't know, would be the melody to an old song that would be in Gaelic. And for one reason or another over the years, the words to the song have been lost, quite likely, and all that survives today in many cases is the tune. This one's called The Blackbird. Thank you. Hope no one will take offense at the title of this next song. It's called The American Stranger. It's actually about an American fellow, I don't know when, maybe in the colonial times, maybe a little afterwards, who decides to go to England in the Irish, or in the English versions, and Ireland in the Irish versions, and he wants to find his lady love. Apparently he doesn't care for the ones over here. Maybe it's their accent he doesn't like, I don't know for sure. It doesn't say so in the song. So he goes over there and picks, I would say, a very large random sampling of the population of the entire island, and promises them each that he'll be, incredibly faithful and bring them back home again. Bad man.
I'm a stranger in this country, from America I came. There's no one that knows me, nor can tell my name. I'm a stranger in this country, and shall tarry here a while. And I'll ramble from me, darling, for many a long mile. Some say that I am rakish, and some say I'm wild. Some say that I am rakish, my friends to beguile. But to prove myself loyal, you shall come along with me. And I'll take you to America, my darling to be. Oh, give me love to Polly, she's the girl I adore. Likewise to Miss Susan, although she is poor. Give me love to Bessie, she's me joy and delight. And I'll clasp her in me arms on a cold frosty night. The moon shall be in darkness, and the stars shall give no light. If ever I prove false to my own heart's delight, in the midst of the ocean there shall grow a myrtle tree. If ever I prove false to the girl that loves me, we are bound to America, and our ship will soon sail. And may heaven protect us with a prosperous gale. And when that we are landed, we'll dance and we'll sing in a plentiful country where no dangers can bring. I'm a stranger in this country, from America I came. There's no one that knows me, nor can tell my name. I'm a stranger in this country, and shall tarry here a while. And I'll ramble from me, darling, for many a long mile. Thank you.
There's a couple of hornpipes. The first one's called McNamara's, after, or maybe the man who wrote it, or maybe the man whose great favorite it was. And the second one called Fitzgerald's. I'm going to do a song now that comes from the 1798 rebellion in Ireland. It was around about the same time as the storming of the Bastille. Puts it in historical perspective for all you Revolutionary College students sitting over there clapping. It was a system of field enclosures and of tithes to the church and high taxes that choked the populace, both Protestant and Catholic alike. And all of those people, let's say, got together in a group called the United Irishmen and wished to free their country of the reign of their neighbors from next door, who they wished would go home in the boats that they came in. It's called Unlavin' Green.
In the year of 1798, a sorrowful tale unto you I'll now relate. Of 36 heroes who are gone from the world can't be seen. Through false information, they were shot on Dunlavin' Green. Bad luck to you, Saunders, for you did their lies betray. You said a parade would be held on that very day. Our drums they did rattle and our fife they did sweetly play. Surrounded we were and quite privately marched away. Quite easily they led us as prisoners through the town. To be shot on that plain we were first made to kneel down. Such grief and such sorrow were never before there seen. When the blood ran in streams down the dikes of Dunlavin' Green. Shot, oh, and more of them going to sea. Mickey Dwyer in the mountains to Saunders he owes a spleen. For the loss of his brother who was shot on Dunlavin' Green. Bad luck to you, Saunders, bad luck may you never shun. May the widow's curse melt you like snow melts in the sun. The cries of the orphans, their murmurs you cannot scream. For the loss of their fathers who were shot on Dunlavin' Green.